views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Light shines on Lyme disease. Limelight Radio with Katina Makris is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential to expand awareness and activate change to eliminate Lyme disease for good. Limelight Radio is a much-needed venue for the USA's number one fastest-spreading infectious illness. Katina is an award-winning author, a natural healthcare practitioner with over 30 years' experience, and most importantly, a healing force with her own personal Lyme journey. Be part of a movement to help end the suffering and confusion surrounding Lyme disease and begin to take action. Now here's your host, Katina Makris.
Then I go to my brother, and I say, brother, help me please.
Welcome to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Makris. I am your host. And I have to say, today is a little bit of a bittersweet show for all my beautiful listeners. This is our last live broadcast for 2015. We have been airing this show weekly, Wednesday afternoons, for two solid years now. Every single week, we have had the most amazing guests from all over the world on shining a light on Lyme disease and how this epidemic has spread around the world, how quickly it's exploding, how many millions of people have been afflicted, and sad to say, how many people are still suffering. As so many of you know, I'm a very, very active advocate, working hard to break down the barriers of surrounding Lyme disease and to help people find pathways to healing. Our guests have been remarkable. They have been researchers and scientists and practitioners. They've been foundation leaders. We've had guests on that are Lyme disease recoveries. We've had advocates who run support groups. We've had so many beautiful folks. I want you to visit the archives. They're available for you forever, limelightradio.com, or also at iTunes. You just have to put Limelight Radio in the search window, and you can listen to all these fantastic shows. We have over 100 of them available to you. And today's show, we're going to have a very special guest on, and it's very fitting for me when you meet Susan Dunleavy in a few minutes. And the synchronicity of how this show has come about, our last show, so very special. I have to thank right up front, and we'll talk a little bit more at the end, about my great team at Transformation Talk Radio, who have been broadcasting with me all along. That's where we air. Right out of Westerly, Rhode Island, which is where we are coming full circle, because today we are showcasing Block Island, Rhode Island. So many of you know about Block Island, that it's one of the epicenters of Lyme disease. So many cases out there on beautiful Block Island, sitting out off of the shore of Rhode Island at the end of Long Island Sound. This area has been ravaged by infested ticks that carry the illness, and I'm very proud to say that I'll be launching my book tour. My brand new book has just come out, Autoimmune Illness and Lyme Disease Recovery Guide, Mending Body, Mind, and Spirit, and I'll be launching my book tour September 2nd on Block Island, and it's really, as I said, great synchronicity that today's the last live broadcast of Limelight Radio for 2015, and I'll be coming right out to Block Island next week. So with that, a segue, I'm going to introduce to you Susan Dunleavy, who's helped coordinate my Block Island event, and she is a very strong advocate in the Lyme disease movement. So let me tell you about Susan, and then we're going to get a chance to chat with her and learn more. So Susan Dunley, the RNBS, graduated from the University of Rhode Island in 1986. Her nursing background is diverse, including cardiac, surgical nursing, hospice care, visiting nurses, and working with people with disabilities. Her journey with Lyme disease can be traced back at least 10 years when she was first diagnosed with mononucleosis. It took another 5 years to determine she had Lyme disease. Her treatments included naturopathic physicians, Lyme-literate medical doctors, antibiotic therapy, acupuncture, and advanced cell training in East Greenwich, Rhode Island. Today, through her advocacy work, she remains committed to sharing her knowledge of Lyme disease with so many who are trying to find their way through our medical system. Susan remains committed to the healing of body, mind, and spirit when addressing this illness. And we're going to get a chance to visit with Susan Dunleavy. Welcome to Limelight Radio, Susan.
Well, thank you so much, Katina. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, it is my privilege. You are so active in this situation, and you yourself have struggled with the illness. So we have a lot of ground we can cover today during our time together on air. And I'm thinking, why don't we start, if you don't mind, since I announced that I'm coming out to Block Island on September 2nd, why don't we talk about that first, and then we can get into your story. Could you just give us an overview of what's going on out on Block, both with the Lyme disease situation and why it's so important that we get out there with this event next week?
Yes, yes, I'd be glad to share that. Well, I am so excited, as you mentioned, on Wednesday, September 2nd at the Harbor Baptist Church on Block Island, Rhode Island, right in town. The event will start at 6 o'clock and go till 8 o'clock, and we will then go for a book signing at Island Bound Bookstore for reception afterwards. Sue Brown Black, who lives on Block Island, really got the ball rolling with this event and got in touch with me and said, would you like to help get this going? And the rest is really history. The reason this is so near and dear to my heart is because I'm very passionate about Block Island. I've been going out there for almost 50 years, which I can't believe I'm saying that.
Yeah.
I started going as a child and spent all my summers during high school and then in college, so I was out there for a long time. I'm strongly connected to the community. I have many friends that are teachers out there and practitioners and year-round residents. So it's very close to me because I live here in East Matunuck, and I just get on the ferry. I'm there in a half hour. And as you know, Block Island lies just 13 miles off our coast. It's a small island by many standards. It's only 3 miles by 7 miles, but it has a very large deer population. The numbers vary as to how many deer are actually there, depending upon who's conducting the study. So I think it's safe to say anywhere, they've agreed anywhere between 250 to 500 deer. That's quite a few deer when you think about what our friend told us last week about how many ticks a deer can drop and then how many pregnant females per day the ticks can spread. And, you know, it became very overwhelming when I heard those numbers of how many they can actually drop in a day. So the Lyme community...
Dan Wolf.
Dan Wolf, yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and he said that deer can drop, and I wrote this down because I was so astounded by it, they can drop 5 pregnant female ticks per day, and those ticks can then have 10,000 new baby ticks from that one deer. And it's just
shocking.
Crazy. Yeah. So it's astonishing when you think, okay, so you have, when you think about the year-round residents on Block Island, there are about 1,000 year-round residents. And, of course, in the summer, we all know that swells to about 25,000 a day. So the island itself has a multitude of people afflicted with Lyme, but as often is the case with Lyme disease, it's not always diagnosed right away as Lyme, and it can then go on to become a severe affliction when it develops into a chronic Lyme disease, very often confused because, as we know, it's often been called the great imitator, and that is what happens. So plenty of people get in touch with me just because I don't want to be the face of Lyme necessarily, but I would like to be that conduit for healing from Lyme. And that is pretty much how people reach out to me during the year. I can get anywhere from, you know, 6 calls to 10 calls a week, and it's always someone's friend or someone's brother or sister is exhibiting all these different neurological complications or musculoskeleton or, you know, memory loss or uncontrolled anxiety, all the things that we know often go unrelated because of the way our medical system is sometimes set up, where it can be more compartmentalized.
Yes, I know. It's. We'll talk more about this after the station break, which is coming on us in a few seconds here, but Lyme disease, when we do not catch it early and it moves into what in Europe they call a tissue disease. I love that expression, Susan. We know how many systems of the body it can afflict, and people just suffer so with misdiagnosis. So I'm so impressed with you and Susan Black-Brown for jumping on the ball here and helping us create this stunning event next week, September 2nd. Block Island has needed help for a long time. They really need awareness. They need practitioner support. They need a lot of education for people that are visiting so they can do tick checks and all of this. We're going to talk about that next week at our event. And thank you so much for helping create it and bring me out to beautiful Block Island. I'm so excited to meet all of you folks out there. So
I know. I've met you before, but yeah, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, yes, you and I met in Rhode Island before, but it'll be wonderful to meet the community out in Block
Island.
I know, it's going to be so great. Here we go, though. It's time for a station break. We're going to be right back. This is Katina Macris with Lyme Light Radio.
Tune in to the hit show Master's Chambers with your trusted friend, Connie Fife, Mondays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Each week, Connie will connect you with the best of the best thought leaders from around the globe to share their strategies and best practices. Getting better together. To book Connie, visit ConnieFifeSpeaks.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
To the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational app that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey. to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Enlightening, humorous, and compassionate. Listen live to The Kelly Ballard Show, insight and inspiration from the great beyond. Kelly is a fourth-generation medium and intuitive who covers topics ranging from grief, spirit guides, and listening to your intuition. Kelly can help you get answers and guidance from the other side with a little bit of humor and a lot of healing. Tune in to The Kelly Ballard Show, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Time here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we are visiting with fantastic Susan Dunleavy today, and we're just about to get into some great discussion about Lyme disease and her experience as a nurse, really, and all her hard work with advocacy and her own personal story. We've just highlighted Block Island, where I'm going to be with Susan next week, September 2nd, at Harvard Baptist Church, 6 p.m. But Susan, you and I did briefly meet, I think it was two summers ago, and actually just around Labor Day-ish, when I was down visiting out of the woods by my side to Lyme Ravaged Rhode Island, right? Isn't that where we first met?
Yes, we first met. You had a speaking engagement when you were launching that first book over in Jamestown. And I convinced my husband and a colleague whose sister is also suffering with Lyme for about, well, probably 25 years. But I wanted to go and hear you speak because at that time I was still actively really working to understand Lyme disease because, as you can probably attest to, it's... It can be all-consuming. And so I was just trying to turn over, as I say to many of the people that I work with, just turn over every rock you can. Because if your goal is wellness, it's not a quick journey. There's no quick fix. And you were one of the people that inspired me, and I had been doing some training with advanced cell training in East Greenwich. And so I was aware of your name and that you were an author. And we went, and I had been dragging myself to work every day, just trying to make it, thinking, oh, I would feel better, or it would eventually subside, or this Epstein-Barr. I mean, I was diagnosed with many different illnesses. And I went there, and it was so moving because you were up there telling so many of my symptoms and so much of my story. And I think the thing that you really did for me was that you gave me hope that I could get better. And you put it in words that my husband could hear. You put it in words that my friends could hear. And actually, it just really gave me the courage to say, I can't do it like this anymore. I am ill, and although you can't see my illness, I am very ill. And working and trying to maintain a job in which it was very demanding, the stress was very high, as we all know, does nothing at all to help with your symptoms. And that was kind of the boost that it took for me to claim my territory and say, if I don't change things up here, I won't get better. And I have a very supportive self. So I have to say that a lot of it goes to the fact that I have a supportive spouse, because it's very difficult to do this alone.
It's very, very difficult. It's so difficult to walk this journey alone, and many of us need a support in many different ways. We need, you know, someone at the house, like you said, whether it's a spouse or a sibling or a friend or even one of our teenage children. I mean, we just need so much help with daily chores and getting to doctor's appointments. And then we really need a team, don't we? Because we have to integrate much of natural medicine to rebuild the damages and depletions the illness induces. And we need to visit sometimes different practitioners. They're not all under one roof. And thank you so much for those kind words, that I was the one that helped you make that big leap.
Yes, you did. Without a word of doubt, it was really, I came home, I read the book. I think I read it that night and into the next morning. And then I had the talk with my husband and with work, just saying that this was something, and with my Lyme literate medical doctor. And I think the important part of the journey, particularly for me with Lyme disease, was realizing that I really needed the experts. And the most important piece to me was not only that they were brilliant, but that they were compassionate. Because compassion is the thing that, when it came down to it, when my Lyme literate medical doctor looked across at me and he said, "I believe you." I mean, just thinking about it now, I can get emotional. He believed me.
Yeah.
Because I had been through, you know, about 5 years of going, I stopped going to doctors after a while, but in the beginning, when I knew there was something wrong, and I kept, by that time, it had really become NeuroLyme for me. So I had that humming and that buzzing and insomnia and terrible vertigo, but it wasn't classic vertigo. It was, I described it over and over again, but even though I felt as though I was articulate and I was in the medical world, because there isn't the awareness and the education done to help these physicians recognize this right off the bat, they tried, you know, EMTs, and I was in a room, and I was spinning in a room with striped wallpaper to see, you know, if I had problems with my inner ear. And I, those symptoms nearly killed me, the insomnia. And, you know, I came to find out later it's just because, you know, the spirochetes are so active in the evening, and the vertigo was all due to the fact that it was really in my brain tissue, and I had problems with my eyes, and they thought it was just ophthalmic, and it was absolutely not. It was Lyme. So there were just so many avenues. And when you start to pursue this, there are times where many people, and I hear from people all the time, and I know you hear from them as well, where you actually start doubting your own sanity. You begin to believe that this can't possibly be going on. This feeling that I have, because it was migratory, mine was as well. You know, when I first started with Lyme many, many, many years ago, it was very cyclical in nature, and I would feel really sick for like a week of a six-month period, then I would feel better. But then any time there was high stress, it would come out again. And then finally, through testing, through a lab that I feel is, you know, proficient in testing, runs it for 14 days, I finally found out that it was Lyme disease. And then you start compiling your team, and you realize that your team of healers is so large. You know, when I look back on everyone that I saw and people that I still see, it's a very large list of players.
It is, isn't it? Because, well, first of all, you know, I have to say, I 100% validate you with all those kind of crazy-making symptoms and the vertigo and the feeling like that you're going a little crazy in your thinking and your thought process and the obsessive thoughts and the, you know, insomnia, like you said. I mean, all of this stuff, you do start to question your own sanity, and it's really the spirochetes up there on the lining of the brain causing all the inflammation and eating away parts of the lining. I mean, it's really atrocious. Yeah. I mean, we say it's like syphilis, but four times more aggressive. So, you know, what you are experiencing, neurological Lyme disease, it's really so disconcerting and terrifying. And as you said, family members really don't understand what we're feeling because on the outside we look fairly normal.
People would see me and say, "You look great."
Amazing, Susan. It's Susan 2 years ago, and look at how much better you are.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my goodness. My friends will tell you. I mean, I was essentially in bed for months on end, months and months and months on end. And any time I had to get to my Lyme literate physician who was down in the Bridgeport area, my husband drove me. And I thought that just the drive just the drive nearly killed me. Just going, you know,
I believe you.
It was, you know, it was like an 8-hour journey between the doctor's appointment, the commute, getting the meds,
right,
and getting home was 8 hours. And it would take me 5 days to recover from that physician's appointment.
And I know. It creates such damage to the mitochondria and the adrenal glands, and you just exhaust it.
And that's just the beginning. I think that's the message that I try to get out to folks that are just starting with Lyme disease, at least finding out they've just gotten Lyme disease and they may have had it for a long time. The hardest thing is that there's no one quick remedy. I can't give you what it is you need to heal. I can lead you in a direction of what may work for you, and you can tell me about your symptoms. But honestly, as you and I have shared before, it is such a journey into the deepest part of yourself that I had never been through before. And I have to say, and so many of us in the Lyme community have said this, so this isn't a novel idea on my part, but Lyme has been my greatest teacher. It's just taught me so much about just the, you know, I used to say, oh, live in the moment, or health is your greatest wealth, or any of those other adages that seem to just roll off people's tongues. But when your health is compromised to the point that you just wonder, am I going to see my child get out of college? Am I going to see people that I love? And the events that you miss, like the life events that you miss. And also, friends go away not because they mean to go away, but after a while, people don't know what to do. And I think that was so hard for me.
It is. It's so hard. It's so isolating. And
yes, the isolation.
And I agree with you. Lyme, isolation is such an incredible journey, this Persephone journey to the underworld. So,
yeah.
Susan, we're here at a very pivotal moment in your story. And I have to apologize. We're off the station break, but hold on, everyone, with us. Susan is putting such beautiful words to this experience. What a warrior. So stay tuned. This is Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. We'll be right back.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information. Are you ready for a radical shift in your way of being? Are you seeking a more deeply connected and fulfilling life? Awakened Living Radio is a show dedicated to helping you embrace a life filled with profound peace, connection, and happiness. TJ Woodward is passionate about helping you find your clarity, balance, and purpose. Join co-host TJ Woodward and Dr. Pat Basile on the first Monday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific Time for Awakened Living Radio on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tonight I'm gonna break away just to wait and see. I'll never be imprisoned by a faded memory.
Hi everyone, this is Katina Macris and welcome back to Limelight Radio. Today is our last live broadcast for 2015. I look forward to bringing the show back live in January of 2016. We're seeking sponsors now, so if any of you want to help this show be live again with our amazing guests, please connect with me at limelightradio@comcast.net so we can keep this beautiful programming alive. It's been such a wonderful experience bringing on so many terrific guests. So Susan Dunleavy, you're in the midst of your story, and thank you for sharing what you've been through. I know how daunting this is, how you get stripped to the core, and as you said, how you get disconnected from your community and friends and your work and your career and your identity becomes shaky, and the isolation is enormous. I mean, oh my gosh, such an experience that so many of us feel. Our spirits are just quaking, and you know, with fear, and some of us break. I know my spirit broke during the journey. So, you know, when you and I met that time in Rhode Island, and then you realized you needed to make some big changes in order to get well, would you mind sharing with our audience some of the most pivotal pieces that you feel were instrumental in your recovery?
Certainly, yes. I would be glad to share any of my experience. I think what was pivotal for me was I had to sit and really let the treatment plan resonate with me, because there was so much information coming at me, not only in books, and I had seen physicians, you know, ILADS physicians. I had traveled to see many of the bigger names, and it just seemed daunting to me, and I would try to stick with the program, and I would get so sick. And a pivotal part of my healing has been that I found out that I have this unusual gene defect called MTHFR, and we all have heard about it, but basically it just causes an unbelievable inflammatory response, and my ability to detox is poor. I don't know if it's cut in half,
yeah,
but it's very minimalized. So when I finally found out that I had this, I decided that rather than be on the antibiotics I had been on for 2.5 years, I would go much more of a naturopathic acupuncture. Infrared sauna was very, very pivotal for me in very short amounts. You know, maybe go in, I went in for maybe 5 minutes when I started. Probably the max I could ever do was about 20 minutes. And it still is a part of my healing. I have a gracious friend who lets me use his sauna. And that has been huge. And when I was well enough to go outside, nature was my other savior. The beach has always been a healing instrument for me. And for me to finally be able to get down on the beach, I mean, my friends would carry, my husband would carry a chaise lounge just so I could go down and sit by the water and hear it and put my feet in. Literally, we spent a whole summer like that. If I could make it out onto the beach, that's how I spent it, you know, just lying there. That was a huge part for me. And when you feel that poorly, motivating yourself to get in a car and go somewhere, I know that doesn't sound even feasible to the average listener who's not afflicted with Lyme, but when you have Lyme disease, you know exactly what that feels like. And also, you know, noise used to really bother me. Like if somebody talked or there was music or anything, it was just, I just wanted to be left alone. And if I could just lie still. So the big thing was me tailoring, custom tailoring a treatment for myself with the help of many, a team of healers that some of them I sought online, some of them I sought through books, some of them I sought through experience. I mean, I really pulled together a team of healers. Acupuncture was very big for me because my kidneys and liver were in a bad state. And I did that pretty aggressively for about 6 or 8 months, and that helped me turn. So I think it was that combination. And really, spiritually, I embraced making sure that every day my spiritual readings were just as important as any supplement I took, and I take mostly natural supplements. That was a huge part of getting well. Yes.
Isn't it, Susan? I mean, you and I resonate on this piece, and it's one of the strong emphasis I bring when I speak in public, as you know, is that mending the spirit is just as critical as mending the body with Lyme disease and really any chronic illness. Don't you agree?
Yeah, so absolutely. It's body, mind, and spirit no matter what. And there's no quick recipe.
No matter what.
Yeah.
No quick recipe, but I love this imagery of you down there at the at the tiptoes of the waves, lapping at your feet on the beach. The beach was so restorative for me too when I was sick. It's the beauty of the ocean, the rhythms, the salt air, the ions, the sunlight, the elements. I mean, they just feed you on so many levels. And this time that you took, as you said, to spend with your spiritual readings every day. I mean, we know the mind-body pathway when we allow that parasympathetic side of the brain to expand, which spiritual studies, meditation, painting, beauty, all of these gentle measures allow the parasympathetic side to grow and quiet that runaway, hectic, sympathetic side. Well, then we jump start our immune function.
Yes, yes.
So,
and that's it.
You integrated so many important pieces. I listeners, I hope you hear this. Listen to this show again and again because Susan just summed it up so beautifully. These critical pieces for recovery. Thank you, Susan, for sharing that.
Oh, gosh, you're very, very welcome. If it can help one person, I feel.
Oh, yes.
I'm quite happy.
Oh, yes. So, listen, I want to ask you, because you are a nurse, and I know you're not practicing right now, but you've been out there for years as a nurse, and also, as you said, you're part of, you know, your community, and you work really hard as a Lyme advocate now. Mm-hmm. I mean, what do you think? Like, what's your sense, your feeling, your natural response to how many people potentially, you know, are walking around with Lyme organisms or tick-borne organisms that are really not even diagnosed properly?
Well, I think it's a major, major problem. And I've used this analogy for some people that phone me about, you know, the current guidelines by CDC, both with the Western blot and the ELISA panel, which are two ways that they determine whether or not you have Lyme disease. The major problem with that is that the testing is flawed. And I think if you have a bad test, I always say to people when they go, if they decide to go for a mammography or any type of screening process, I say, you know, your results are only as good as the radiologist who's reading them. And I want to go to the best place with the most up-to-date equipment to get a mammogram. I want to make sure that it's high definition, that it's cutting edge. And our major problem is that our statistics of Lyme reporting are reported and done via physicians and laboratories. Their bar to measure the amount of cases that they have in any given year is skewed by the fact that so 50% or more of the tests come back negative by these labs. So if you're looking at 50%, and the CDC, I think it was in 2013, decided that the number went from 30,000 to 300,000. Again, that's relying on the reporting by their labs and their physicians that are trained by their guidelines. So right there, the system has been flawed. And I think that if you're missing 50% right off the bat, there's an enormous amount of people. I mean, I see people and talk to people every day whose test results come back negative. And even on the CDC's website, they even state that it should be based, nothing should be based on a blood test. It should absolutely be tested on where you are, physical findings, possibility of exposure, you know, where you live. And very often people say, oh, I never saw a rash. Well, you and I know that that's a myth. No, very few people see a rash. You know, 50% at best see a rash. So I think just with the tool that we have to measure our exposure to Lyme and the epidemic that it actually is, you can't really get a read on this. And so you have people go on to develop, you know, seizure disorders and Parkinsonian-type tremors and all kinds of neurological deficits and things such as Alzheimer's and early-onset dementia. I mean, I did see that in my world of nursing. And they had been bitten by ticks, but there wasn't a direct link made.
Heard it from a friend who heard it from a friend who heard it from another. You've been messing around. They say you got a boyfriend. You're out late every weekend. They're talking about you and it's bringing me down.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific Time right here on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in
in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Welcome back to Limelight Radio, everyone. This is Katina Macris, and we're visiting with Susan Dunleavy today from Attunick, Rhode Island, one of my favorite spots. You've got a gorgeous beach there, and I have vacationed many times on Rhode Island's sandy shores. So, Susan, you are working hard. Thank you so much for sharing your story, also for letting us have a glimpse into, as you said, your understanding of how many people are bitten by ticks, they don't know it, they come down with symptoms years later or months later, and the pieces are not threaded together, our diagnostics are awful. That's why we're working so hard, people yeah. like you and me and Global Lyme Alliance and researching mm-hmm. doctors like Dr. John Alcott and more to try to get better diagnostics, early diagnostics. I want an annual Lyme screening in every doctor's office and every school of the country. Tell me about your advocacy work here. We don't have a whole lot of time left, but just tell me about your advocacy and how people can connect with you.
Sure. Well, people can connect with me. I have an advocacy component to my work, and they can send me an email to get in touch with me, and then we can email or talk on the phone. But I will give you my email address, which is S as in Susan, M as in Mary, D as in dog, 7838@gmail.com. And the purpose of my work is so that people are empowered to ask their physicians. Those are the people that are supposed to be helping us heal. And it's really about education. Everyone who goes into nursing or medicine or the healing arts has that same drive to help people heal and help people get well. But if we're set in a model that doesn't give us any leeway to do that, we're stuck. And what my goal is to empower everyone to say, you know what, I need more, I know there's something else. And to really empower people to be their own best advocate, because I know for myself and probably so many of us, and Katina, I'm sure you can relate to this as well, I had to be my own advocate. There were times when I would lie in bed and think, who can I call? Who can I call? There's no one to call about yeah. the illness. And I would say, Tim, if you could just take me somewhere. But there was nowhere to go. So it's all a matter of education. And the more we can do that compassionately and with understanding and with clarity and with hope. A lot of people lose hope when they have Lyme disease. It's one of the first things to go.
Oh, yeah.
Like a very hopeless disease. And if we can restore hope in people by sharing our stories and sharing how we got well and making suggestions. So that's what I do. But I mostly talk to people about what it is they think they most need. I think it's a good place to start. It's introspective. And you don't often know what you need. All you know is that you are completely depleted. You can't keep it together anymore. And I think just listening to someone and leading them down a few roads, because the information can be overwhelming, as you know. Just the amount of information that you can get online, I think it's important to stick with the very trusted Lyme advocacy groups and the LymeNet and the ILADS physicians and the testing and all of this stuff is available to our listeners so that they can look at their website and discern for themselves. And that's the kind of stuff that I do. I take people by the hand and say, look, I've been down this road. This might help.
That's beautiful, Susan. You are doing such incredible service to people to work with them in this way. You know, you and I both know because we've been in their shoes for too many years. Both of us, I mean, parallel, both of us were sick for 5 years, bedridden for several until we got diagnosed. You recovered quicker than me. It took me 5 years of treatment, and you leapfrogged out like this in 2 years. So I am very impressed. I know you've worked very hard to get well, and now you're working so hard in the public community, offering this beautiful support. And it's so needed. As you said, despair, hopelessness, fear, isolation. These are very dominant emotions. And, you know, what I often say is I often think it's the emotional fabric of the organism itself. It, like, supersedes our own.
Yes.
Wow. And, you know, you have to shift your vibration off of that Borrelia vibration and reclaim your own. And that's where, as you said, things like advanced cell training, Rife technology, homeopathy, acupuncture, all these energy forms of healing, the spiritual work, all of that, I believe works a lot in shifting our emotional fabric and our thought processes and helps us use our inner tools to get well besides the external ones that you mentioned, like the supplements and the herbs and the medications. I mean, so you're a walking example. So, Susan, thank you for joining me today on Limelight Radio. You've been really a blessing for us.
Oh, it was my pleasure, my pleasure. And I can't wait for Block Island. I can't wait for this event.
Oh, I know. Thank you so much. I mean, Block Island, this is really going to be a knockout, everyone. If you live on Rhode Island or Connecticut or you're in the area, get on the ferry. Come join us at Harbor Baptist Church, September 2nd, 6 p.m. This is very important. I'm bringing my new book, Autoimmune Illness and Lyme Disease Recovery Guide, to you all. I wrote this book for the too many thousands that are suffering from apparent autoimmune illnesses. Some of them are actually misdiagnosed tick-borne diseases. Or if not, you have other conditions that are underlying, heavy metal toxins. You could have essential fatty acid depletions. You could have food allergies going on. There's a lot of pieces that create these autoimmune conditions. I was diagnosed with them. Susan was too. Many of you are. And we can recover. Our body's amazingly restorative. So I'm so proud to bring this book to the world. And it's going to be the first stop on my book tour because then I've got lots of other venues coming up. Please visit my website, limelightradio.com, or my name, KatinaMacris.com, and you can listen to the archives of this wonderful show and follow me on tour. So I have to say special thanks right now to so many people who have helped me produce this show and make it happen over the past 2 years. My team at Transformation Talk Radio, Brian Eugene Sullivan, my producer, Chris Capallo, Lauren, you have been wonderful. You've helped me every week keep things fresh and sparkling and working. To my assistant, Catherine Bailey, I couldn't do this without you. She keeps all my coordinations and emails going. To the crew out in Seattle, Dr. Pat, the Chili, and Jessica Henderson and Kim Hunt, and Lita Firing, you, the Dr. Pat Show Network, bring the show internationally. Wonderful folks. And to our sponsors, we've had incredible sponsors that have made Limelight Radio alive. Advanced Cell Training, Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, Deer Defense, also, beautiful bioresources with their fantastic Picana formulas from Europe and Pure Encapsulation, the supplement company without any additives. Thank you all. You have been wonderful. You've helped me broadcast weekly. We've had cutting-edge dialogue, amazing guests. This has been the time of my life. Makes me emotional. helping you all get well. So, on that note, audience, stay tuned. We'll come back live in 2016 with more wonderful guests. And sorry for the tears, everyone.
I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a
listening to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Get ready for some of the most provocative conversation with leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. If you've missed any part of this hit radio show, visit LimelightRadio.com. That's LimelightRadio.com. We'll see you next week on Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. Then I go to my